I don't know, but they're my listeners, and I'm proud of them. I mean, imagine that your job is to collect cadavers or dead bodies.
Yeah.
And you just heard it. He goes to a flat, and this bloke's died on the job. But the trouble was, as you heard, that he was having an affair with the woman, and all I can say is busted.
Oh my God. I guess that's karma right there, isn't it? Really, a little bit.
Imagine a job that's it takes it to a new meaning. Going to collect the stiff.
Exactly. How would you get the casket down? You're exactly right.
It's spring loaded.
No, but the caller of the week was Lisa. Wait till you hear Lisa. Oh. Lisa explained that one of her past jobs was artificially inseminating chickens. I'm not joking.
Now, I did hear that. I heard that this morning with love. Thought she was a cracker, Lisa. Like, she was talking about how you
stimulate,
get the cock off and everything. Like,
you've got to grab the cock, and then you massage it. And as I said, there'd be some teachers at my old boarding school that would pay good money for this. But wait, listen to Lisa on the podcast today. Guys, if you have time, find Lisa and listen to her description of the worst job she ever had.
Oh my God.
Artificially inseminating chickens. Folks, if anyone can beat that, I'm all ears.
133353. If you've had a really hard bloody job.
Being a garbo back in the 80s has got nothing on these two, has it?
That is nothing. The hardest job, the worst job, 133353. Oh my God, I'm literally crying. They're two of the best ones ever. That's what just made my week there.
I thought we had corner of the week all sorted out. Until Lisa.
You've got to hear it, folks. 133353, if you've got one of those hardest jobs, we'll take your calls up in just a moment. Lukey Bone, have a great weekend, mate. Appreciate your call this morning, mate.
It's the least I can do.
Jane Day for breakfast. Your call's up next here, Triple M.